Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Bill Dunkelberg, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, legendary professor at Temple University and legendary chief economist at the NFIB. Bill, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about your optimism index, your NFIB Small Business Optimism Index, and not much optimism these days, is there?
No, there's, and Tom Keene at Bloomberg calls it the NFIB Pessimism Index now.
Yeah,
there isn't, and, you know, and again, you know, what's happening that makes you more optimistic about the future? Well, the only thing I've seen happening that might make somebody a little more optimistic about the future is that Romney's improved in the polls, so it looks like higher odds that he'll be, you know, elected, and for a lot of people, I think that's a good item.
You know,
I mean,
last
really,
night,
nothing good's happening.
Last night, when in the debate, when President Obama was talking about his record, that would have been a great place for Governor Romney to stick in your own trend in the index over the last 4 years. That would have been great proof source him to stick in.
Yeah.
But he missed that opportunity, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Somebody didn't put that in his briefing training, I guess. But
exactly.
So
overall optimism, actually, in the last survey was actually down just a little bit, wasn't it?
It was down a tenth of a point, so that means basically it's unchanged. So, and the bulk of these bad readings below 93, so we're at 92.8. The average before
right.
the recession was 100. So most of the bad readings that we've had below 93, which are recession readings, have occurred in the recovery period,
mm-hmm.
you know, in history. And our history goes back 37 years. So it tells you that we've really been stuck. And again, if you look at expectations, you know, we have more firms, you know, thinking that they're going to reduce inventories than add to them. We have more firms that basically we're close to more owners thinking that business conditions will be worse than think it'll be better, that think their real sales will be higher. We're talking about numbers like down around
mm-hmm.
one or two. So basically as many people think it'll get worse as think it'll get better. Well, if that's the outlook of our small business community, you're not going to see a lot of hiring or investing
right.
Going on.
Well, and speaking of that, what do you make of, because I know the hiring situation is not great either, but what within your index this time, but what do you make of, when you juxtapose what you're seeing from small businesses, which as you pointed out, employ more than half of Americans, do a lot of hiring, if there is any that's done, how do you juxtapose that with, or overlay that with the recent drop in the U3 unemployment rate?
Well, the unemployment number that scared everybody, of course, was the one that came from the household survey.
Yeah.
There are two surveys, as we know. One is we call up all the employers and say, how many people do you have? And the other one we call 60,000 households and find out the employment status of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So suddenly, in that survey, 873,000 new jobs appeared. Now, you know, a few months ago it was even negative for a
mm-hmm.
short for 1 month, but
mm-hmm.
you know, that's a real shocker because the only time in our history, recent history, that we've been that high was in June of 1983 when GDP was growing 8% compared to the 1.3% growth we have now.
Right.
And then Januaries of 2000 and 2003, both of which were, you know, good booms.
Mm-hmm.
2003 was the start of the housing boom.
Right.
In 2000, we employed the highest percentage of the population in history.
So why do you think those numbers were like that when they don't track with your numbers?
Yeah, well, they track with much, including the employment survey. The employment survey only showed 114,000
mm-hmm.
new jobs. So that's what we expected, and that turned out to be about the case.
So what do you think we're stuck on that?
Well, sometimes the household survey is very volatile. And seasonals are always a problem, and we also find that we were told that the results from one major state we're not in, and we're all guessing that major state is California.
Right, which makes a big difference.
So exactly. So, I mean, if we miss most of their filings for unemployment, obviously you're going to get this wonderful number.
That's California. How convenient that their numbers would be dropped out. And
well, they weren't dropped out. The semantics were important here. They said, well, we didn't omit them. California didn't report. Now, yeah. California might say, let's not report and who knows what they decide
right.
to do. The BLS is a very honest group. They don't mess with the numbers.
I will say though, Bill, last night in the debate, President Obama, to my memory, did not say anything about unemployment being 7.8%. I did not hear him use that number, and I wonder if it was because he didn't want to tee it up of the controversy
prepped.
Around. I mean, nobody believes that number. Besides that, the number's irrelevant, really, isn't it? It's not even a good number.
Right, 7.8 is a horrible number.
But but it's not even the bad news. The bad news is the unemployment's closer to 15%.
Right, exactly. So that's more the story, and I think he knew better than to tee that one up because that would be trying to run on your record. Well,
right.
You know, it's a horrible record.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not going to do
small businesses. As I've said for many years, Bill, and you said it longer, if you want to get a pulse of how the economy's going, walk out on Main Street and talk to small businesses.
Exactly. You know, because the big companies are still doing well. Their earnings reports aren't bad.
Mm-hmm.
But again, they're making that money. They make most of that money outside of the U.S.
Right, 60%.
Which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You just have to keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
That and
plus
of course,
they have ways of hedging, and you know, regardless of which way things are going, that small business owners don't have. We're planted in the ground. Hold on to that thought, Bill. NFIB.com is the website. Also, smallbiz.org. Is Bill's website, and we're going to take a quick break. 10 till, I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.